Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on business news in the Bluegrass. I'm Alan Lytle. Recently, a delegation of about 45 Central Kentucky business, education, and community leaders visited Bowling Green as part of Commerce Lexington's 10th annual regional tour. And joining me to talk about that is the president and CEO of Commerce Lexington, Bob Quick. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What did you want to know and what did you find out on this trip?
Well, we started these trips 10 years ago. The whole idea was to go out to every quadrant of the state and to do a couple of things. And what I'm going to do is lead back into what we learned in Bowling Green. But the whole idea was that we go out to different parts of the state, acknowledge what makes their economy and their quality of place unique and stand out. And we wanted to learn from that, bring back any ideas that we could to make Lexington, Central Kentucky better. We also wanted to go and let every quadrant of the state know that we really appreciate what they're doing, because it takes the entire economy of the Commonwealth to really grow and to make the Commonwealth a prosperous place for families to want to be, live, and work. So we went out and we acknowledged, learned, and thanked them for what they do. And so our first trip was to Pikeville. At the time, there was the declining coal industry. They were looking for ideas on what to do. And so anyway, it turned into a great networking and a great opportunity for us to share ideas about what we're doing that makes our economy vibrant. And so it turned out to be really well. And then we started hitting the others and the other parts. And now we're starting to hit some of the regions for a second time.
Okay, so what in particular does Western Kentucky have that might be incorporated into Lexington's economy?
So this year's trip, sponsored by UK Healthcare, we studied workforce development, K through 12 education, business attraction efforts that they have ongoing, their downtown development, which is fascinating. If you've not been to downtown Bowling Green, you're in for quite a surprise on how they've rebuilt and have a very vibrant downtown economy now. Tourism, and then public-private partnerships. We began the tour with a visit to the UK College of Medicine's Bowling Green campus, and we learned about the very innovative partnership between UK, the medical center at Bowling Green, and Western Kentucky University to address physician shortages in the region. And why this is particularly important, number one, is that for not the first time, but for one of the first times, and in a very significant way, we're addressing a healthcare issue, a shortage of doctors that has really plagued parts of the Commonwealth, and especially in rural areas. And so what we have, instead of trying to create a whole nother entity out there, we've got the major medical complex working with another university, sharing resources and being very efficient in how they educate new young doctors. So we got to visit that firsthand. It's a four-year regional campus, and the medical school utilizes the same curriculum and assessment as does UK's medical school in Lexington. So a real win-win. We then went and visited Gatton Academy of Mathematics and Science. That's also located on the Western Kentucky University campus. We connected with students and learned more about one of the top high schools in the nation. We saw and witnessed why it's incredible, and it's something that if you haven't witnessed and been a part of, you have to at some point. Students there take college classes. So think about this: these are high school kids, juniors and seniors. They're engaged by faculty-led research. They study abroad, and some earn up to 60 hours of college credit upon graduation. So here's a way we're taking some of our brightest and best, we're connecting them, we're giving them, pushing them, but giving them the opportunity to really advance their education. And ultimately, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to keep these kids in Kentucky to help our quality of place, our quality of life, and to grow our economy upon their graduation. We then did a walking tour of the downtown Bowling Green area. Our group explored areas within the city's successful tax increment financing district, which is seeing the downtown transformation or the downtown transform into a destination for business, entertainment, housing, and retail. And then the walking tour concluded at Hickory and Oak a new restaurant and bar opened by chef and owner Josh Poling, who actually helped to open one of Saul Good's restaurants here in Lexington. But to see what they've done, tax increment financing, no one loses. It's an incentive to build out infrastructure. Whatever taxes the city had received prior to the TIF district being applied, they still get. And then what happens is you incentivize businesses like this one restaurant and bar, one of many retail destinations downtown. You incentivize people to come in and take a risk and to build out some pretty cool features. So if you haven't been to downtown Bowling Green in a while and you go back now from just a few years ago, 5 years ago, it's really pretty cool to witness. So tax increment financing is a real positive tool that they've used. We're using it here in Lexington as well, and we have some projects that we think very huge projects that it's going to help us to provide the proper infrastructure that they need. We then went to the Bowling Green Chamber of Commerce. We had participated in a panel discussion. Participants heard about workforce development efforts to fill 6,000 open positions within that region. We have thousands of open jobs here too, so we were trying to figure out what are they doing differently. Also, the panelists included the Bowling Green Mayor, Bruce Wilkerson, Warren County Judge Executive Mike Buchanan, and the Chamber President, Ron Bunch. So it was a very brisk conversation. We didn't have as much time, I think, as a lot of people wanted, but that's when you know you've got a good program, when you get more questions and time kind of ran out there. Day two of the tour began with a look at K-12 education and workforce development strategies in the region. During a visit to Briarwood Elementary, our group learned about the South Central Kentucky Launch Program. The Launch Program provides young people with labor market data about high-demand careers within the region and the skills that are needed for specific positions. And then additionally, Warren County Public Schools adopted an integrated approach to teaching leadership through the Leader in Me program, which utilizes Dr. Stephen Covey's The Seven Habits of Highly Affected People and incorporates the language and concepts into everyday life for the students. So later, Broward Elementary's phenomenal students talked about the school and led us on tours. You would have thought these kids in elementary school were in high school, and even some beyond that. It was so impressive, even to this day, the impression they left on us is a very vivid reminder of what these young people can do and when we challenge these kids. But their understanding of values, character, and hard work, et cetera, was astounding. And then we had a visit to Bowling Green's successful Kentucky Transpark. It highlighted how local leaders have worked together to ensure the city's that it has shovel-ready land for business recruitment. It was very stunning, lots of very significant manufacturing and other large business concepts there were unfolded. The Transpark's a modern, state-of-the-art park that has landed many top economic development prospects for Kentucky here in recent years. And then the tour concluded with a visit to the National Corvette Museum's Motorsports Park, where attendees saw firsthand how this tourism is drawing hundreds of thousands of people to the region. So we got to participate in an autocross, a timed track where everyone got in the car and raced to that time. And then also we got to get in a Corvette and drive a very sophisticated track and experience that fun. But what we found is that those two experiences allowed us to come together and do some team building, which is part of what that park is used for. So as you can imagine, just the things I talked about there over 2 days, that was a full 2 days. But again, there were so many takeaways that we could bring back here that are very applicable to what we're trying to accomplish. And then it was, again, as I said earlier, it was an opportunity for us to thank the leaders of Bowling Green and the Bowling Green region for what they've done to really turn up the economy and do some great things for the people there of that area.
Bob, what would be the chief, let's say, two or three major takeaways from this trip? And then tell me how you plan to implement those.
Well, that's always a good question because when you take a group of 45 to 50 business leaders, they'll come back and implement some of the things from the trip in their own respective businesses or other organizations whose boards of directors that they may serve on. I would say for us, every one of those items that I talked about, you'll probably see some impact back here. Though we don't have, for example, the Gatton Academy of Mathematics and Science, we had on our bus trip this year Manny Culp, the superintendent of schools for Fayette County Public Schools, and we had a school board member as well, and Ray Daniels. And it's one of those things where you could just see them already talking. I've already had conversations with both since we've been back about that and some workforce initiatives, the academies program that we have going on here. So the Gatton School left a big impact on us, and also Briarwood Elementary. So as you can see, that's through the whole K through 12 system. The other thing that we really focused on was, again, the tax increment financing and how in their downtown area they've used that to their advantage. We have our own, as I said, TIF initiatives going on. But I think just to see how another community's doing it and how they're using that infrastructure development money is always going to help us. So, for example, down the Distillery District, I think there's some takeaways we could bring back on how to continue to help develop out that area as well. And then the TransPark, 82% of the revenue that Fayette County lives on comes from occupational tax. And we constantly have to be focused on existing companies and new companies to continue to grow our economic base. You're going to have companies that will come and go over time. Some will increase jobs, some will decrease jobs. We've got a lot of challenges out there as the world, and I mean globally, we're in a global environment, keeps changing. So to see what they're doing from a business park standpoint had a big impact, I can tell you, on our participants and especially on our staff, as we're down to where we have very little land that we can develop for projects, whether it be expansions or new business. So the TransPark was, again, something that popped up. And then I'll tell you, here's another thing I've heard a lot of people talk about on the trip on the way back, how united the city, county, and the Chamber of Commerce were in Bowling Green. And that's just something you can't buy. That's something that comes from people working together, trusting each other. It comes from public-private investors. It comes from the right policies. They all work together to figure out how best to move that economy forward. And I will tell you, that left a very positive impact. They've done a great job over there. And then finally, I'll tell you, here's another benefit we have found of all these regional tours. When we get back, and as one example, we go to the legislative session, we find that the respect they have for us reaching out to them, getting on a bus, traveling hours to get across the Commonwealth, or maybe even going to a place that takes you 30 minutes, the amount of respect they have for us, for thanking them for what they do, acknowledging what they're doing, and learning from them pays huge dividends. Doors get opened up in the legislature that we didn't have before because they trust us. And they know that they know from the people they met how we respect them, and how we had the right leaders on there. And so, anyway, there's just lots of takeaways that we've witnessed over the years, but the trips have paid huge dividends. And I have to be honest with you, back when this was suggested by our board chair, Woodford Webb, he was a chair, and he's one who, this was his brainchild, that we do this. When he brought that idea up, it was at a time when we had so many things going. The last thing that I thought we needed was one more event, and yet I would have to tell you, in my 30 years in this business, this trip's probably one of those top three, four, five things we've ever done because of the outcomes from what we've learned and the respect we've gained.
This is a two-way street. What kind of ideas were you able to impart to the folks in Bowling Green? Like, this is what we've got going on in Lexington, and maybe you all need to take a look at what we're doing.
Well, that's all part of the dialogue that we would have at each stop. And, you know, when we were with K through 12 folks, we would talk to them about the academies program we have launched here with our public schools. When we talked about the job openings, the availabilities, and the training initiatives they've got going on, we would share what we're doing from the academies to other things that we have going on in the region for manufacturing, professional skills development, et cetera, healthcare, and so on. And just that dialogue back and forth, we could tell based on their interest in the questions they ask us, which were almost mirror the questions we asked them. We knew that that we were having an impact on them too. You know, in Kentucky, the major pockets around our urban centers, whether it be Pikeville, whether it be Owensboro, Northern Kentucky, Paducah, Louisville, no matter where you go and you get around urban areas, we're finding that the Commonwealth is doing so many things well and right to grow the economies in the right direction, not to go for temporary jobs, low-paying jobs, but to go for higher-paying jobs, jobs that will have growth opportunity. We're finding that the more we go out, it's something that we didn't recognize and know before we left, but now that we've been to every quadrant of the state, we know how well people are doing things and doing things the right way. Just knowing that gives us great confidence in what we're doing here in an area that often gets, you know, the Louisville, Lexington, Northern Kentucky area often gets a lot of the credit for the economy. But I have to tell you, a lot of our smaller and mid-sized cities here in the Commonwealth are doing some pretty incredible things. It's not how much money you throw at something. It's how you work together to make sure you're doing the right things that'll keep the current businesses you have and attract new and attract the right companies, the companies that have growth opportunity, and including here where we have a lot of startup opportunity, in large part because of the University of Kentucky, in large part because of many private sector entities that have come together to build that ecosystem that's needed, and which is something else we learned about over there was the ecosystem they built in Bowling Green. But again, we learned this in other parts of the state that we go to as well.
Well, that is all the time that we have for the business side. Our guest today has been Bob Quick, President and CEO of Commerce Lexington. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Thanks for your time today, Bob.
Thank you.